This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. I'd like to ask Senator Crago to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. If everybody please join me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Again, good evening and welcome, everybody. I'd like to welcome Senator Crago and the Honorable Judge Ben Curbin, who will be giving the oaths of office tonight. Council, can I get an approval of the agenda as presented?
I would so move.
I'll second.
Have a motion to second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Oaths of office. Councilman-elect Wes Haskins and Councilman Madsen, could you please see Judge Curbin at the podium?
All right, Scott, if you would, please raise your right hand, repeat after me. I, Scott Madsen.
I, Scott Madsen.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of Wyoming.
The Constitution of Wyoming.
And the Code of the City of Buffalo.
And the Code of the City of Buffalo.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
So help me God.
So help me God.
I, Wes Haskins.
I, Wes Haskins.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of Wyoming.
The Constitution of Wyoming.
And the Code of the City of Buffalo.
The Code of the City of Buffalo.
And I will discharge the duties of my office.
And I will discharge the duties of my office.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
December 17, 2024, regular meeting.
Second.
All second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? I guess it passed. Mayor's appointments and oaths of office. Mayor's appointments to the office of Vice Mayor, Councilwoman Myra Camino, City Attorney Dennis Curbin, Police Chief Sean Bissett, Clerk Treasurer Julie Silvernagle, Municipal Judge Mary Hubey, Alternate Municipal Judge Karina Osberg, Fire Chief Clarence Gammon III, most people know him as Gomer, Safety Director Larry Jubert, Building Inspector Terry Acey. Make a motion to move to approve the mayor's appointments.
I approve those appointments.
Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion, a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Folks, if I call out your name, can you meet the Honorable Judge down front? No fighting.
That's why I'd be taller than somebody for once.
All right, you are
raise your right hand. Repeat after me. Aye, and then state your name.
Aye.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of Wyoming.
The Constitution of Wyoming.
And the Code of the City of Buffalo.
And the Code of the City of Buffalo.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office. With fidelity. So help me God. Congratulations.
We'll give him a couple of minutes to sign everything. Same spot. Congratulations to everybody that got to see Judge Kirvin on good terms. Moving on to unfinished business, Ordinance 1420 on the second reading, an ordinance amending Chapter 29, Article 3, Section 7.D of the Code of the City of Buffalo concerning the zoning code of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, and providing for an effective date. Can I get a motion? Are you caught up on that, Council?
Yeah. So moved.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance 1420 passes on the second reading. Further unfinished business, planned unit development, base camp garages, final approval. Council, as you can see, the Wyoming Department of DEQ has issued a permit, and that permit is good for 5 years. The permittee shall complete all construction, installation, and modification allowed by this permit within 5 years of the date this permit is issued. So they got a little bit of time to do some work. Can I get a motion to pass the planned unit development for base camp garages?
Is that the apartment thing?
It's the garages.
This was approved by planning zone, right?
Yeah.
I would make that motion, Mayor.
I will second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Looks like you get garages. That's you folks, right? That's you. Well, happy garage building.
Thank you.
Now, new business. I'd like to bring up our esteemed Senator Barry Thrago from Senate District 22 for a legislative update. Welcome, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Council, Clerk. Thanks for arranging me, the opportunity for me to be here tonight and address all of you and all of the attendees standing behind us, sitting behind us. So I just was going to give you a little bit of a quick forecast of what I think the legislature might look like. Before I do that, I just want to make sure all of you and everybody in the room has my phone number, 307-267-9789. It's on the legislative website. You can call me anytime, please. Text, You can also email me, which that's also on the website, which is barry.crago@yoledge.gov. Sometimes emails get a little bit difficult. Texting and phone calling works better oftentimes because we get so many emails in a day. Please email if you have a large message you want to get to me. You can email me. I'll most likely get it. But if I don't and I don't respond right away, ping me with a text or a phone call and say, hey, I sent you an email, and then I'll go find it, because we get so many emails, and so many of them are from services. You know, people sign up, they become a member of a particular group, and that group might send literally 1,000 emails to us in a day, and the important ones get lost, as Councilman Madden knows well. The important ones oftentimes can get lost in the shuffle, and so I try to do my best, but we have no staff, and we're trying to check emails, read bills, and get to all of our committee meetings, and so I've missed them before, and I will miss them again. So if you reach out to me and I don't get back to you right away, let me know, because I'll go find the email or call you right back. As many of you know, our election season created some different results around the state of Wyoming. The legislature is going to look a little bit different when we go down there. That's not good. That's not bad. That just is. And so we have a lot of new faces down there and a lot of different ideas floating around that we probably haven't seen before. By way of example, we are going to have the most bill drafts ever, and we're going to beat our previous record, it sounds like, by over 100 bills. And so that's a lot of ideas floating around, and probably not near enough time to get to all of them. The House has an unlimited amount of bill drafts. They can request whatever they want. They can run whatever they want. On the Senate side, we're limited to 7. On a general session year. And so right at the moment, I'm contributing to the problem as much as everybody else, because I will likely have 7 bill drafts. I may not run them all, but currently I'm scheduled to do so. As I'm starting to look through all of these bills as they're dropping in, we're just at the very beginning stages because there's not that many out yet. And so you start to look at those. A lot of the bills, and standing in front of you, I mean, one of my main concerns as we head down there is really the attack on local control. And that will apply to you, will apply to our county. You can see our good chairman in the back. There will be a lot of bills that deal with city and county government. And for example, there's one bill draft I was talking to our chairman of the commission this morning that allows legislators to call into question any rule or regulation or ordinance passed by city or county or any other local government, special districts, etc., and require the Attorney General's office to review that particular rule, regulation, ordinance for constitutionality, just on a request by a legislator. And so those are some of the ideas that start to cause me concerns when we start talking about local control. We're lucky to live where we live. We have a good city council. We have a good county commission, and I trust their judgment. And so apparently that's not true everywhere else. And so, you know, we will be fighting for maintaining our local control, or at least I will be, and I think lots of other folks will too. But to that end, I think it's more important than ever that we have two things. One is involvement by all of you and all of the other local electeds at whatever level that they contact. Keep in touch with me, keep in touch with other folks. They can talk to other legislators. It's not just their own that they're allowed to speak to. Reach out to folks if we see something we're not liking. Let your voice be heard. And that's also true. The other thing that I was going to say, second thing that I request of people is all of our constituents do the same thing. That they make sure that their voices are heard. Reach out to me, reach out to the other electeds. You know, I'm in contact with a lot of you I'm in contact with the mayor on almost a daily basis. I'm in contact with the chairman of the commission on almost a daily basis. But that isn't true for a lot of our legislators who don't, they don't have that connection with their local governments back home. And they don't have those relationships. And so oftentimes they don't understand the intricacies or the challenges that all of you face. And so that's kind of the big issue that I see heading down there, especially for city and county government. And so that's what I'll be working on. That's what I'll be keeping my eye out for. And I may actually reach out to all of you if I see something where I need help or where we believe the state's going to need some help. I'll be reaching out to either you or your representative at WAM or our representative at the Wyoming County Commissioners Association. So other than that, I don't have a whole lot to add, as I will keep you in the loop. I'll definitely email you when I have issues or when I need help. And so I'd stand for any questions that any of you might have or anybody that's in attendance tonight.
Barry, I was wondering what committees you are on.
Oh, thank you, Councilman Madden. I am back on agriculture and judiciary. So the same two I've been serving on for the last 2 years.
Okay.
And actually, well, and I've been on judiciary since the beginning, so that this will be my third trip on judiciary, which I'm excited about. That'll be fun. And my second trip around on agriculture. And I don't know, they haven't made any of the assignments for any of the select committees so far.
Okay.
Thank you.
Perry, I was wondering about the 7 bills that, I mean, what piques your interest or what are you concerned about?
So, various things. A lot of my bills come from folks who just want to solve everyday problems that affect all of us. Most of my bills are not political in nature, and so they're really issue-based. So, just to give you a rundown of a couple of the ones that I'm working on. For example, I'm working on raising the small estate amount from $200,000. This is one that a couple years ago they tried and it didn't go anywhere. Just I think they ran out of time. So raising the small estate affidavit amount and small estate probate amount from $200,000 to $500,000. So I have that bill draft in. That's a request that came in from a bunch of the estate planning attorneys and the trust attorneys from around the state. So they asked me to do that. Another one that deals with state lands fencing, which affects a lot of our people in Johnson and Sheridan counties. State lands had made a decision that their land is not subject to fence out rule like the rest of the state. And so essentially what they said is if your land adjoins state land and your animals happen to get on the state land and you don't have that lease, well then they can fine you for trespass and turn you into local law enforcement. I didn't really like that interpretation of the law, and so I'm bringing a bill to go into the state lands, into the fencing statutes, and make state lands just like every other land, so that if your neighbor wants to build a fence, state lands has to pay for half of that fence, just like any other landowner, and just treat it as such. I also have two of my bills are backup bills, to be honest. I have one bill because I'm not sure what's going to happen with the budget. Currently, two things are in the budget that are, I think, very important to us here in Buffalo. One is the Veterans Home rebuild that's currently in the budget. I'm not sure what will happen with that, so I just have an individual bill along those lines to fund that if everything else falls apart and it doesn't make it through the regular budget process. And same thing for fire suppression refill and all of the other. There's some additional monies that the governor put in the budget related to fire relief. And so I also have a bill along those lines. Now, hopefully neither of those two are needed, but if they are, I'll be ready to roll with those two bills just because those are two things that are pretty important to us here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Barry, is there any concern? It seems like every year it's brought up or it was concerned that direct distribution might go away or get cut. Is that something that's...
So I don't think we'll see that this year. Now, I think we'll have to fight for that again next year as part of the... I don't think they're going to do it this particular year, but I don't know what'll happen next year because we do that on a two-year system, so when we roll around to it next year, I can't predict that right now, and I think we better be prepared to worry about it next year for sure. And along with some of the other funding mechanisms that are, I think all of those will be under scrutiny. for various reasons, but I think all of those funding mechanisms, not just direct distribution, but other things, you know, whether it be our other ways, we raise revenue for the state and how some of that trickles down to the cities and counties will definitely, it will be under a microscope, let's put it that way.
I don't have anything that I haven't asked, Julie.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Council. Thank you, Julie. And hopefully, when we get done, I'll come back and give you a recap when we get home in March. And we run through about March 7th this year, give or take. It depends how. We'll have a couple extra days built in, and so we'll see. But we're scheduled to be done on the 7th. So thank you for the time and the opportunity.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you. Can I get a motion to designate the official newspaper for the City of Buffalo as the Buffalo Bulletin?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion in a couple of seconds. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Bulletin, you're back. Can I get a motion to designate the official depositories for the City of Buffalo as follows? A&B Bank, the Bank of Buffalo, First Interstate Bank of Commerce, FNB Bank, WyoStar Investment Pool, Morton Asset Management, Wyoming Class, and Peaks Investment.
I would move to approve to designate the official depositories for the City of Buffalo.
Second.
I have a motion to second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get a motion to designate the authorized signatures as follows? Can I get a motion to remove John Camino from the authorized signatures, add Vice Mayor Myra Camino to the authorized signatures, and retain the Mayor, Clerk Treasurer, and Councilman Madden as authorized signatures?
I would so move.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Council, before you, if you haven't already filled them out, the financial disclosure letters, to get those filled out and returned to the clerk. Northwest Insurance, property and auto renewal. There's no major changes here, but premiums obviously are going to increase, primarily due to increased property values and the addition of several vehicles over the expiring term. Expiring property values are $38,218.922. I had a brain malfunction there. Proposed property values at the renewal are $39,747.76. Can I get a motion to approve the insurance?
Thank you, Mayor. Just making sure we have coverage on the golf course building.
On the building, yes.
Is that
the 500 West Park?
Yes.
Do I have a motion to approve the
insurance? So moved. Approve it.
For the total estimated annual premium, $106,814. Correct? Madam Clerk?
Yes, correct.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing no discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Well, there we go. Hey, we're insured. Chief. Request for Wyoming Statute 166-1001A1 bid exception water tank project. So what this is, respectfully requesting the governor for an approval for a bid exception under Wyoming Statute for the selection of McGuire Water to perform critical maintenance work on the 600,000-gallon water storage tank located at the west edge of town. This request is necessary due to the specialized nature of the project and a lack of qualified and available contractors within the state. So if we pass this tonight, then we can send a letter to the governor with my signature to get a bid exception.
Yep. I would so move that we approve that.
I will second.
I have a motion, a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Looks like I'll be writing a letter to the governor. Mayor's appointment. Kimberly Harvey, Buffalo Johnson Recycling Center Joint Powers Board for a 3-year term. Council, you do have, I do believe you have a copy of her request to be reappointed to that board. Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion, a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Next up, Resolution 1487, a resolution authorizing the mayor and city council to adopt the 2024 through 2028 5-year capital improvements plan, or CIP, as a financial planning and managerial tool for the use by the elected officials, department heads, and facility directors, which categorize the large capital projects and equipment needs for and on behalf of the city of Buffalo. Can I get a motion to approve Resolution 1487?
I move we approve Resolution 1487.
Second.
I have a motion and I have a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? With no more voting business before the council, reports legal, Mr. Kerr, the original.
Mayor, Council, I have no further reports unless you had any questions.
I have no questions at this time. Mr. Acey.
Mayor, Council, nothing new since this morning. I did get a date on that WCDA fund release. That will be the 23rd of this month when they basically issue out who's getting the funds for that affordable housing project. So our guys at Housing Solutions out of Bozeman's are in that pool, and so we should know whether or not they'll be doing a project here or not by the end of the month.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions for the inspector? Chief Bissett, you're next.
Good evening, Mayor. Good evening, Council. First off, I'd like to thank you for allowing me to be a part of this great community for the last 3 years. It's been a pleasure to serve for the city of Buffalo. And I'm grateful for your support and the support of the city. So thank you, and I look forward to the next several years here in Buffalo. With that being said, we did finish out the month of December with a pretty busy month. We had 2,250 calls for service. About 552 of those were incidents our department handled, with 12 arrests last month. So we were busy. One notable arrest was about midnight. We had received a call onto dispatch from a gentleman stating that he was trapped inside of his vehicle and believed he was in someone's garage. Mary, you might be familiar with this call. When our officers got there, it turned out that this gentleman was driving at a high rate of speed, lost control, ended up driving through the house, through the garage, crashed into an RV that was parked inside the garage, through the motorhome. Luckily, that stopped him because I think he probably would have continued through the entire house. By the grace of God, nobody was home. The folks weren't here in town. So great job by the officers that were there. Great job by our EMS personnel to get him extricated from the vehicle because he was trapped inside. Our fire department was there. So just a great job done by everybody. So with that, I will end on that note, and if you have any questions, I'd love to answer them. Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Kevin, public works.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I really have nothing to add tonight, but I'd be happy to entertain any questions you might have.
Are you all ready for all the snow?
Yep, snow boxes are in, chains are on, all we need is snow.
Sounds good. Mr. Brent, do you have anything for us?
Mr. Mayor and Council, I don't have anything to add.
Yes. Are there any oral or written comments? Oral or written comments? Oral or written comments? Hearing none. Announcements: City Council meeting January 21st at 5 p.m. City County meeting January 28th at 7 a.m. Is that right, Mr. Chairman?
That's that is, Mr.
You guys will be back from your winter meeting. Planning and Zoning Board meeting January 28th at 1 p.m. And for those of you lucky enough to fill out a 1% application, the deadline is February 28th at 5 p.m. Can I get an approval of the bills as presented to the council?
So moved.
Seconded.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Council, if there's nothing else to bring forward, can I get a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
I'll second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Good evening, everybody.
This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.